Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Thursday of the third week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A really powerful scripture that again involves us in the life of one of the other deacons, Philip. Now, we've talked about Philip before as when he was in Samaria, and that he had amazing ministry there, signs and wonders. Now, remember that Samaria is north of Jerusalem, north of Judea. There's an area of Samaria, but there's also the town of Samaria that is now called Sebaste. And the town or the city of Samaria is where he was doing this ministry. Now, from there to Jerusalem, Jerusalem is about 30 miles to the south. And while he was in Samaria, he was visited by an angel of the Lord. And, you know, the word angel means messenger. Well, he brought a message to Philip, and he told him to go south from where he was in Samaria, go south to the desert route from Jerusalem to Gaza. So not only are you going down to Jerusalem, which is a 30-mile walk, but then you're going to start walking down the desert route to Gaza, which is located to the west and to the south of Jerusalem, right along the Sea of the Mediterranean Sea. And so he gets up and he actually does this. He sets out, and as he's going down the desert route, he encounters an Ethiopian eunuch, and he's in a large chariot, a large carriage, on his way up to Jerusalem. He was going to go there to worship. And so we have an Ethiopian court official. And we're not sure. We know he's a Gentile, obviously, but he must have either been a proselyte and converted to Judaism, or he is just what they called back then a God-fearer, who is a Gentile who actually had a love for the God of the Jewish people and his covenant, but had not really ever become a Jew. But anyway, he was going on this way up to Jerusalem, being a court official for the queen of Ethiopia. They call the queen the Candace. That's not her name. That is the title. She's the Candace. And so being a court official to her is a very high and trustworthy place. So he is a very influential person in Ethiopia. So Philip encounters him and is told by the Spirit to go up and join with the chariot. So he runs up, and as he does so, he hears the Ethiopian eunuch quoting from Isaiah, the prophet. And he's quoting a passage about the Messiah, where the Messiah was led to slaughter. And this, of course, was the foreshadowing of the kangaroo court that led to his crucifixion. And again, in his humiliation, Isaiah prophesied, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. So at this point, one of the things that Philip wants to know is, what is he reading? He tells him what he's reading, and does he understand it? And he says, well, how can I understand it unless somebody instructs me? Well, this is where Philip sits down and tells him about Jesus, the one who fulfills all of these scriptures from Isaiah and the other prophets. And he also tells him about the Great Commission, that those who would be following after Jesus would need to be baptized. And so as they're going along and they find some water, and basically the eunuch says, hey, here's some water. What would permit, what keeps me from being baptized? What prevents me? And so Philip baptizes the eunuch and brings him into the faith. We don't really know what happens to the eunuch after that. We don't know if something had taken place, or if, where he became a part of the church down in the area of Ethiopia. We don't know anything like that, but we do know that he went away as a believer in Jesus Christ. We also don't know if he went ahead and came on up to Jerusalem, which would have made sense because there he would have been able to receive more instruction about the Lord. We do know that he and Philip did not travel together after that point, but it says the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. We don't know all of what that means. We don't know if there was just a quick parting and Philip went on to do the ministry that he was called to do after that, or if he was literally moved from one geographic place to another. Because it says that he came to Azotus, which is basically over on the way up to Caesarea, which is on the northwestern edge of Samaria on the Mediterranean. So he again is taken, he is propelled up into another area where he continues to preach the good news. One of the things that is beautiful about this particular scripture is it shows the intentionality of God toward the Gentile people. Now, Philip had gone to Samaria before and was accompanied by signs and wonders. So you know that God had given him ability and authority and power to minister in that area. What we see here in this passage, however, is he's instructed by God to go to the Gentiles. So again, this is a powerful leap in the scripture where we see the spotlight beginning to move away from the Jews to the Gentiles. And this, of course, is going to continue in even a more powerful way as the ministry of Saul comes into vision here in the next chapter. But right now, we know that God had his purposes focused on the Jews and the Gentiles alike, not one over the other, that both of them were to be recipients of the good news. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I really love these scriptures in the Acts of the Apostles. It gives me a real sense of the sense of newness and wonder and excitement in the early church, and the way that everything was done so powerfully as God moved them around, and as they continued to take orders from the Lord through the angels, through the Spirit of God, that God continued to move people in different places to bring about an impact of the gospel to the known world of the time. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.